Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
In the air, right field, hit well, and this one is up and out!
It's time for Around the Yard with your World Series champion Atlanta Braves. On Dukes at Bell, Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Grant McCauley's here to talk baseball with us, and make sure you check out his show, From the Diamond, 5 until 7 p.m. on Sundays, right here on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. All right, Grant, I want to start with Ronald Acuna, because now I'm becoming a little concerned, right? It's three games in a row. I know they're being very cautious, but this idea that this is going to get better by just bringing him back and leaving him out there, you know, a couple of games and then maybe resting him, I don't know if that's the case. So we were having this conversation. Is it time to start being a little bit more concerned about these nagging injuries?
Well, I think that this was something that we should have all seen as a possibility when you spend that much time away from the game. And I think that that's what they're trying to manage, is not turning small ailments and little dings that every player is going to have over the course of a long season into something that he tries to push himself through a little bit too hard and creates some kind of long-term injury. Not saying it's going to be anything as bad as what he's already been through, but you don't want to see him truly strain a quad and then be out, you know, with a grade three that might keep him on the shelf for 2-3 weeks, a month or longer. So I get it. There's no fun in having to continually hit the pause button on having Ronald Acuna Jr. back, and it's kind of one of the little things that the Braves are certainly trying to fight through now when they look to put together a lineup. But I understand the caution, and it's hard to argue against it, and I don't know if there's any other corrective measure you can really take. You don't want to shut him down altogether. You don't want to overreact to it, but I also think you can't afford to, I guess the word's underreact.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard because what makes Ronald Acuna Ronald Acuna is it's all gas, no brakes, right? Other than, you know, when he's watching a pop fly that gets dropped by the Phillies. Do you put any stock into that's where he got a little sideways because he did have to crank it up to get to first to second and then to home?
Yeah, I mean, it could be. It's all in play, and it's hard to say that there's one particular event that set it off. And you know, this is a guy that he has elite level sprint speed. He's a five-tool player. His speed has always been part of his game. He steals bases. And if you were wondering if that was going to be happening in 2022, coming off a torn ACL, the answer to that has been a very emphatic yes, that he's not going to stop doing some of the things that make him who he is. So this is part of what the team has to do to say, all right, well, this is not some slow lumbering guy that we just need to get up there and he's going to kind of take it easy all the time. I mean, this is somebody that has great instincts for the game. I mean, he's not a perfect player, but if you were mapping out and creating and putting together in a laboratory the kind of things that you want to get from a perfect player, he's about as close as it's going to get. So this is one of the things that I think they're trying to kind of guard against the possibility of him injuring himself further by just being who he is. And I don't want to go through the process of taking him back to the laboratory and trying to undo that wiring, because I think he's just too darn good, and this is just something you have to manage from a risk standpoint.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.